Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Get back to the NFL. You can try and convince me Michael Jordan was humble, if you will, on two as well. 855-212-4227 at Robin Lundberg on Twitter. But let's take a look at the college football national championship game for a moment as it is approaching. And joining me now, Barton Simmons, CBS Sports national college football writer. Barton, it's sort of interesting to me, this game, because tell me if you agree with this assessment or not, as someone who follows it more closely. I don't know if the anticipation is there from the sense of it being intriguing, like the stakes. There's not really too many stakes in my mind because both teams have proven themselves already. There's not too much on the line. There's not so many storylines going in either, but it should be a good game once it starts.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm a little bit interested in sort of what the national perception of this game is. I mean, you hear all this about Alabama fatigue and is the rematch for the fourth time in 4 years that these two teams have met in the postseason. Is it good for football? I don't know, but I know this is the two teams that we've wanted all year. I mean, it's the two teams that it's been these are the two teams at the beginning of the year everyone thought would play in the national championship. These are the two teams all year that have looked like the best two teams in college football by a wide margin. And now we're here. We got a true freshman quarterback starting in the national championship game for what looks like the third straight year. We've got the strength versus strength at just about every position. It's interesting to me that there seems to be some kind of disinterest, maybe is too big, too strong of a word, but I'm not disinterested. I think this game is going to be phenomenal. And again, if we're looking for the two best teams, if that's the goal, we got them. And I think it should be a pretty good game.
It's clearly the two best teams. I don't think that can be argued at this point. You know, it's just one of those times. Sometimes, Barton, I think there are games people want to watch but don't necessarily want to talk about. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
I guess, to that point, there's not a whole lot left to be said about this game because that, you know, it's Goliath versus Goliath. I guess in that sense, maybe the storylines aren't there. And maybe it'd be more interesting in the buildup to have somebody else in there. But if there's anybody else in this game other than one of these two teams playing the other one, then we'd have great storylines and a bad game. I'll take the bad storylines in a great game.
Robin Lundberg talking to Barton Simmons, CBS Sports national college football writer here on CBS Sports Radio. What would you say is the singular storyline? Is it Trevor Lawrence going against Nick Saban? You know, Nick Saban obviously is who he is, and freshman QBs have had next to no success against him. Now, how many freshman QBs have actually played him at this level of a game? But everybody has their opinion shaped when it comes to Tua Tagovailoa. I think Trevor Lawrence may be having his national coming out party, perhaps.
Yeah, I mean, Trevor's having a historic season as a true freshman quarterback, just in terms of his efficiency, his production, the limited mistakes he's made. It's really been a nearly perfect freshman campaign for him. And here we are in the national championship game, and it's as if he's got something to prove, and he does, because this is the biggest stage of all. And I think that's what makes this game so fun is, look, we've got you got Tua Tagovailoa, who you know, played last year as a true freshman and was the reason Alabama won, beat out another true freshman in Jake Fromm. So this is an unprecedented. Jalen Hurts was a true freshman in the game the year before that. And now you got Trevor Lawrence on the biggest stage, and this is a guy that won four straight played in four straight state championships in high school, threw for 3,000 yards four straight years in high school. He's big, been on the biggest stage of every point in his career, and this is certainly the biggest stage to date. And to play Nick Saban, that defense, and to have the pieces around him, because they do have the pieces around them to where it's not all on Trevor Lawrence. That's the beauty of Clemson's offense is he's really just distributing. And he's got a running back in Travis Etienne who can take it the distance as well. And so to have sort of the ammunition in place to be able to go up against this Alabama machine is I think what makes this a really exciting matchup. And I think the quarterback duel is really fascinating because we're going to have the same one next year. I mean, that's when if you talk about this is boring to folks. Well, they're going to get it again, we're going to have Alabama, Clemson 5 because the key pieces of the puzzle for both teams aren't draft eligible yet, and so it's a remarkable matchup. And I think this is going to be kind of a bird versus magic thing that we look back on for years to come with Tua versus Trevor. Considering I think we'll get it again next year.
You know, the Alabama was sort of the team this year with Clemson as the other team. Like, you know, Alabama was thought of as this juggernaut, and people are like, well, maybe Clemson is still on their level. How much is it equal in your mind? How much is it Clemson is the only team with a chance to beat Alabama, or is it Clemson is on the same level as Alabama?
Yeah, I mean, I think, look, I picked Clemson preseason to win the national championship and picked them number one. I was surprised that I was sort of in the minority. I think the key with Alabama that's made them so good is as good as their offense looked like it was going to be, it sort of met that and it has matched that expectation. But their offense really took us, or I'm sorry, their defense, you know, that was the unit that, if anything, that could have taken a step back this year. Not only did it not take a step back, it sort of improved as the year has progressed. Alabama's pretty airtight. And so with that, I look at Clemson, and they're absolutely on the same tier as Alabama. It's an Alabama-Clemson tier, and then everybody else is several steps down. Clemson can beat Alabama, I'm convinced of that. But I do think that Clemson, when you compare Clemson to Alabama, there's just the minorest imperfections that you point to. I mean, their safety play is not good, not as good in pass coverage. So that's something you can exploit. But if you're going to exploit that, you have to be able to block their defensive front. No one can do both. Alabama may have the offensive line to block the defensive front. They certainly have the receivers to threaten the safeties. And on the other side of the football, Clemson's offensive line is good, and that's it. You know, it's not an elite offensive line. And so when you're looking at angles in this game, I think that's where you look at Alabama as sort of this borderline perfect team in terms of just not having any weaknesses versus a Clemson team who's through their strengths make up for just, again, a very, very small deficiencies in just a couple other areas.
So are you sticking with your preseason pick, or are you going Alabama in this game?
I've switched over to Alabama, and yet, I mean, the line's 6.5, I think. I don't know, maybe it's changed. I haven't checked recently, but I was surprised to see it open that big. I like Clemson to cover in this game. I think it's close. I think Clemson can win it. I think it's a one-score game, probably a 3 or 4 point game is sort of what I'm expecting. But I like Alabama because of those reasons I just gave. And because, look, when we watch Tua is the best player in college football, and if not his teammate Quinnen Williams on the defensive line, but Tua is the best player in college football when he's healthy. I've seen him when he's not healthy in person against Mississippi State. that didn't wasn't his best effort. We all saw him when he wasn't healthy against Georgia in the SEC championship game. He looked healthy last week against Oklahoma. That was what was startling, is the medical attention he's getting and the rehab he's getting is working. He looked healthy and mobile and active. I think if that's the same tool we're getting, or if even we're getting a better version in terms of his health, I just trust him to make the plays you need in a big game like this. I mean, I'm down here right now in San Antonio at the All-American Bowl. Tua was in this game, and I remember thinking leaving this week, you can put him in the national championship game right now as a true freshman, and whether he's ready physically, he will be ready from an emotional standpoint. No stage is too big. He has a really unique and tangible with that regard, and I think, look, this is another huge stage, and Tua's not going to flinch. He's not going to blink, and that's sort of where I put my trust in this game. But I am very, very much acknowledged that this could be a Clemson upset as well.
Appreciate your insight, Barton. Thanks for the time this morning, man.
You bet. Yeah, appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.